broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben. Just 60 days and 1 hour until the start of the Century Tournament of Champions. All right, let's take a look at what the weather's going to be for us today. On Kauai, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Oahu and Maui, mostly cloudy in the morning, partly sunny in the afternoon, scattered showers windward, isolated showers leeward. So a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and the trades, 15 to 20 miles per hour, so we may not feel like it's 89 degrees. Again, Mother Nature, it's November. All right, we've got a great show for you. We've got Steve Pike, travel writer. He's going to be with us, exploring the world one destination at a time. He's always on the road. Jason Faircloth is the founder, U.S. Disabled Golf Association. So cool. They've got a major sponsor for their upcoming event, and we'll be talking all about that. And John Bell will be joining us. Debbie Waitkus, co-tournament director, Marilyn Smith Tournament, Golf for Cause founder. And she's got some scholarship information for young ladies who are playing this game. It's a $5,000 scholarship. We're going to tell you all about that. Claude Brousseau, PGA Master Professional, Director of Player Development, Wailea Golf. He's going to give us some insights into hitting that ball a little bit further and what you need to do to get the right balance, right push off. And Bob Herrig, senior writer, Sports Illustrated, author, Tiger and Phil, golf's most fascinating rivalry, past president, Golf Writers Association of America, going to kick off the show with us after we thank the people who make this show possible.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors. MD Restoration, water, flood, broken pipe cleanup, 24/7 licensed and insured. Aloha Powers Superstore, next to the Costco gas station. We got merchandise busting at the seams. Honda blowers, weed whackers, generators, steel, Maruyama. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. SciPak Cybersecurity, Hawaii's experts in cybercrime, ransom, and security. Keep your company safe. Call SciPak. Call SciPak. Cross Country Mortgage. Go see the experts and get your money ready to buy the home you want. Here's Danielle Tucker.
And thank you so much. We're going to bring him right into the clubhouse. Bob Herrig, senior golf writer for Sports Illustrated, author of Tiger and Phil, Golf's Most Fascinating Rivalry, Golf Writers Association of America past president. And he went to Indiana University on an Evans Scholarship. Yep, he's got his book out now. It's called Tiger and Phil, Golf's Most Fascinating Rivalry. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Hey, thanks, Danielle. Good morning.
Good morning. All right, there's been some interesting news, like there isn't every week lately. We may see Tiger Woods play in his tournament, the Hero World. There's been some, you know, some talk that he may be even using a cart instead of walking the course. What have you heard?
Yeah, it's still sort of up in the air. There's three spots open in the tournament. He obviously could take one of them. The thing about the cart makes some sense, although, you know, I would say that if he can't play without a cart, that's probably not a great sign. You know, even for an off-season event like this, it's under the tour guidelines, because it's a world ranking event, he would need to apply for use of a cart under the ADA guidelines, you know, which go all the way back to Casey Martin. You know, he would have to get approved. I'd have no idea how that process would play out. I would think he would qualify, you know, given you know, the sort of the catastrophic nature of those injuries, but we don't know. But yet I just also think you're playing a 20-man event. The weather's going to be decent. It's a flat golf course. You know, it's not a taxing tournament like having to play early, late, or late, early. I would hope he'd be able to do it without the cart.
Me too.
Because he's he's not going to be able to do the – well, look, he's not going to want to do the other one with the carts. You know, he made that pretty clear a year ago that he would not, like, you know, petition to ride a cart in competition. And so, you know, if you'd like to think it's been – it'll have been 4 months since the Open, you know, and you're sort of hoping there's improvement from that time. And, you know, but he has signed up for some things now, too. You know, he's doing this match with JT and Spieth and Rory, a one-night thing. And we all feel pretty confident he's going to play the father-son or the PNC with his son, Charlie, where he can ride a cart. So, you know, maybe he's gearing up a little bit. I think it would be great if he could play the Hero. It'd be obviously it's an event that supports his foundation, and if he's playing, that only helps them. So you know, we'll see, but there's been no official word yet.
Exactly. You know, you mentioned the match. I'm so glad you transitioned to that because I'm actually excited. I haven't been very excited about the match over the last many years, but with Rory McIlroy, Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, and Tiger Woods, this latest incarnation of the match, I'm really excited to watch this. I think I think they're friends, and yet they're like in competition. They'd be like foes. So I expect some back and forth of, you know, chatter between the groups. I just think it's going to be a fun event.
Listen, it's got great potential. I mean, under the light, it's only 12 holes, so it's not drawn out. You know, it's a perfect time. December the 10th, it's a Tuesday night. So, like, there's just not a whole lot going on in the sports world that they'd be going up against. And, you know, you're talking about four of the most popular players in the game. You know, so including just Tiger, having him involved would be awesome. So I'm aware of that golf course. It's not that far from where I live. It's where the LPGA is playing next week. I wasn't aware they had lights, so they must be having to do something to make that possible, because at 7 o'clock it'll be dark. So, you know, it's not like they'll have any daylight. So it's going to be interesting. Hey, you know, it's nice that they're reviving it. You know, Tiger really didn't take part in many of those because of his situation. That was the original intent. Actually, the original intent was him and Phil. And clearly, I think Phil is probably out of that picture now. But it's good that Tiger will get back, and Rory as well.
Yeah, it's exciting. And speaking of Tiger and Rory, they're launching a new tech-infused golf league, 2024. Some, you know, Steph Curry, Justin Timberlake, Serena Williams, Formula One champion Lewis Hamilton, Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen putting their money down. From what I understand, and I don't know, because it's kind of quiet right now, right? They haven't really talked too much about TMRW. I guess that stands for Tomorrow Sports. That it's going to be a building that they'll have to hit shots. It's not all online.
Yeah, you know, the golf part is just one part of the Tomorrow Sports. Like, they're clearly have plans for other things, which they've not really disclosed. The golf part is the only part that they have really explained so far, and it's going to start in January of 2024. And it sounds like it'll be on Monday nights, like weekly, for about 12 to 15 weeks. They'd be two-hour shows. It would be in a studio. They'd be using a simulator. There'd be some sort of short game stuff that they would be, you know, like maybe bunkers or putting greens that are in there. How that is going to work still is to be determined. You know, I don't know enough about it, I guess, to be skeptical. I'm sort of more curious than I am skeptical.
Exactly.
I think if Tiger's involved, then, you know, there's going to be even more curiosity factor. You know, and look, golf has been accused of not having alternate formats. This will be something different. I think when that accusation is made, though, it's made within the framework of the game. You know, like, why not more match play? Why not more, you know, Stableford, or, you know, why not more team golf? Hey, listen, why not 54 holes once in a while? You know, I know that's controversial with LIV, but if it, let's say there was no LIV golf and the tour just said, you know what, we're going to play 4 54-hole events every year. We're just going to go to some markets that are underserved that, that will support 54 holes better. Would anybody really have a problem with that? I mean, the LPGA plays several 54-hole events. You know, the NCAA has determined their individual champion after 54 holes. It's just, you know, my point is it's not the end of the world. You know, we know how the big tournaments are decided. We know that 72 holes is better. But, you know, I always point to tennis. You know, it, for the men's majors, it's only the majors that are five sets. It's the other, the regular events are three sets. You know, I mean, so, and we don't take away from their record because they only played three sets. You know, so, again, I was just making the point that I think thinking outside the box a little bit is a good thing, and so I think it'll be good to see how this plays out.
Yeah, and they promised to do 18 holes in 2 hours. That's
right,
called speeding
right
up play.
Yep.
Pace of play is right there. Yeah, it. I just think it's interesting, and based on some of the things people are doing with indoor golf, and they're creating so you can hit your drive, and then it pinpoints where it would land onto the putting green with lasers, then you go to the putting green, or it can go under the bunker too. You know, so all of these different things are feasible and already being done indoors. Dave Schultz is the guy who really got it going, I think. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out. And, you know, it's going to be Monday night matches and then semifinals and final matches to follow. It brings a new audience, kind of people who, I guess, in South Korea and in a lot of places, you know, the game of golf is played indoors, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of, if you think about it, it might be sort of a top golf audience and an audience that's sort of, you know, still in winter. You can imagine that there will be golf simulator companies and that'll be sponsoring this, and there might be places that you can go to. There are some now where you can, you know, hit balls indoors, and this will maybe get people motivated to do that. Because when you're doing this in January and February, you know, most of the country still is not able to play golf.
Yeah.
And so this is a great alternative. And if they show people a new way to do it or another way to do it, I can see some benefit from that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely fun. A lot of fun, too, watching them compete against each other. You know, Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, I'm sure they're going to have more than just them playing. They're going to have other people coming in, but it's backed by Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy, so that's something coming up. So back to the LIV problem.
Yeah.
I know you're Switzerland, and I love you for it. You know, you've been following it very carefully, going to the events to see what really is happening, because it's not getting any eyes. I mean, watching it on YouTube is, I don't know, not getting any eyes or many eyes either. But the first season of LIV is done. They say they're making money. I do not agree that they're making money, because when you earn something, you create something. And yes, they're creating something, but it's not generating much money. So
No, it's not. They're not generating any revenue. They are spending and not making. I mean, what they are making is tiny. It's you know, from some ticket sales. It's from you know, corporate hospitality on site, and that just doesn't even put a dent in what they spent to get this up and running. So, you know, they're a long way from making money, frankly. And at some point in time, that will become an issue. It doesn't appear to be one now. They seem content. They understand, you know, what they're doing in terms of the outlay. And, you know, fortunately for them, they have the ability to be patient, because, not too many others could withstand this amount of outlay and see nothing coming back yet.
Yes, truly. I mean, yeah. Not too many could. I don't know anybody other than them. The pot of gold, right? So this I found interesting because most recently, and I haven't been focusing too much on it, but Greg Norman, I thought he said something about he'd like to see us come to the table with the PGA Tour and chat, but it's not time yet. And most recently, I hear, and I think you wrote about it, that he wants to talk with the PGA Tour. We did not create the angst.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I that's hard to swallow, I suppose. I guess from their standpoint, if you look at it just through their eyes, they felt, and look, I'll preface by saying, they probably shouldn't have felt this way, but they felt that they could come in and that PGA Tour players or DP World Tour players should be able to play their event and should be able to go back to the PGA Tour. And so that's why they say the PGA Tour created the angst, because the tour didn't allow them to do that. Well, you know, the pushback on that is the tour has membership rules. You have to play 15 events. Their rules also say you have to get releases to play outside of the tour. Their rules also have said they never grant releases for domestic events. Well, there's been five of them, you know. So the players are clearly in violation of the PGA Tour rules. Now, their argument would be, well, those shouldn't be their rules. Okay, fine. So they're going to disagree on that. But those were the rules, you know. So, like, I get where the tour comes from on that. But now, is what they are doing legal? I guess that's why they've been sued. I mean, if you fulfill the obligations of the tour, which is to play 15 events, and you're an independent contractor, should you be able to go play wherever you want beyond that? That's always been Norman's contention, going back 30 some years when he played.
But
so,
if you're,
you know, now,
yeah, I'm sorry,
you know, again, yeah. the rule, you know, the rule, but the rules, the membership rules, clearly state otherwise.
Yeah, and if you're an independent contractor and you go to work for somebody and you sign a contract to do what they want you to do as an independent contractor, you know, you can be like a carpenter and have your own little business, but then you want to go work for Joe who's building this gigantic high-rise and he needs people to help him build it. And he says, but you're going to have to, you know, not disclose or whatever they say, you know. So you have to live by that agreement. And then when you're done with that, then you can go back and be Joe and have your own show and do whatever you want to do. But when you sign a deal that says, I will agree to abide by these rules, then you've signed a deal. I thought it was classy of Dustin Johnson to just say, hey, I'm not going to be a member anymore. I mean, choose.
Yeah, I mean, that's the easiest way to handle it. He was fine with not doing that. A couple of other guys have decided to go down that route. You know, and again, if you were to go by the letter of their law, the letter of the rules, I'm not sure how it is feasible to do both. I mean, because LIV is going to have 14 events. So if you play 15 on the PGA Tour, you play 14 for LIV. LIV is also requiring that you most likely play that Saudi International tournament on the Asian Tour. So now you're up to 30 tournaments. I mean, there's just not that many guys doing that. You know, I mean, Patrick Reed might have done that, but most of them are going to play in the low 20s. So what Norman is talking about would really require compromise. And look, I've written there's a way to do it. There is a way to compromise. But it would require LIV to lessen its events. It would require the tour to probably lessen its requirement for its players. There's a way they could both share in the wealth. But, you know, right now, that seems like a long way from any kind of happening situation because, you know, they're not even talking, like, let alone coming to any kind of any kind of conciliatory measures that would work.
Yeah, and there's some, you know, there's some pretty big egos that would want to be the winner. I won, you know. That's just the nature of their personalities. They're competitors, so they'd want to win.
No doubt. Yeah.
Yeah. So how about this? I know in your article, this is Bob Herrick, senior golf writer, Sports Illustrated. In your article, you also address the television contract, or Norman did. Greg Norman talked a little bit as he was talking to the media at the end of the season for them. Do they have something in the works? Did he talk about that?
Well, they claim they do. And, you know, that remains to be seen. And frankly, that's the next big step. That's the next big hurdle. I don't see how they get anywhere if they don't get better exposure. You noted that the YouTube numbers aren't great. Now, look, they are on over-the-air networks in a lot of countries outside of the U.S. and outside of the U.K., including Canada. You know, there's an over-the-air network that's broadcasting their events there. There's probably 50, 60 countries around the world where that's happening. But, I mean, I don't think that's where they're going to get the bang for their buck. You know, they need somebody. They need a way for you and I to be able to go to our TV and watch it without some sort of a streaming option, you know, because otherwise they'd have just been doing it on YouTube. Yeah. You know, like, I know, you know, YouTube is free. They could have watched it on Liv's own website, although I don't know that you can do that on your TV. I guess you can if you can bring up the internet on your smart TV. But not enough people were doing it. You know, they need bigger reach, because then things fall into place. Even if you get some numbers that would be considered small by regular standards, a couple hundred thousand, 500,000 people, then you can get some sponsors. You know, they don't really have any sponsors. So, you know, they don't. Every PGA Tour event has a title sponsor that covers a lot of the bills. Liv doesn't have that. They're paying for all of it. So you need some sponsors, whether they're title sponsors or not. And then you need the ability to sell some ads on the air. And then maybe only then will this idea of their franchise model take hold to where those things have some value. Because who's going to pay $10, $20, $50, $100 million for a franchise that isn't exposed? You know, because their way to make money back is to sell sponsorships and to sell tickets and merchandise. That's their vision. I think the problem is people think that this is all going to happen right away, and it never was. You know, that was just impossible. Nothing like this can happen overnight. I mean, the PGA Tour has 50-plus years of history. You know, it's the reason why rival leagues struggle, because they're going up against an entity that's strong. You know, that's planted its flag in the ground. You know, the USFL way back tried to play summer football. There was probably a market for it if they would have been patient. But again, they weren't patient, and it blew. They actually sued the NFL, and they got a pittance and ended up going away. You know, so there's some lessons to be learned there. I'm not sure I would have been suing the PGA Tour, but I would say that they know about patience, and maybe they can wait it out. We'll see.
Well, it's a great hobby to have, you know. The Saudis, you know, the money that it's like having a hobby. They're just waiting for it to pay off. Bob Herrig, senior golf writer, Sports Illustrated, author, Tiger and Phil, Golf's Most Fascinating Rivalry. You got to get the book because it's great. And I know that he's going to have to do it in paperback with updates, major, many updates. Bob, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
You too. Aloha. Coming back, Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
You want a new home, but what do you need first? Call Cross Country Mortgage. Great customer service. They're your personal mortgage lender. Getting pre-approved is the key to being prepared to get the home you want. Cross Country offers a wide range of loans. Our Hawaii-savvy real estate lenders help your loan go smoothly. Call Derek at 808-445-4038. Experience mortgage made easy. Cross Country Mortgage, 808-445-4038.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Ivele. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Ball set up sweetly in the bunker. I set myself comfortably into the sand, swing for under the ball, and it sails up onto the green and into the hole. Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
All right, Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, Director of Player Development, Wailea Golf Academy, PGA Master, Golf Digest Certified Instructor, Flight Scope Certified Professional, Aim Point Level 3 Certified Instructor, Vision 54 Authorized Coach, Talent Contributor with Sports Illustrated, V1 Sport Coach Ambassador. You know, just a couple of those things would say, I think I should take a lesson with Claude Brousseau at Wailea Golf Academy. Welcome into the clubhouse, Claude.
Hello, Danielle. Thank you very much for having me as a guest.
Absolutely. You really are an amazingly accomplished person. You know, Claude has also produced 48 videos with Golf Channel, 9 with Sports Illustrated, and they're all on his website, claudeforbestgolf.com. And you can just click on those videos and you can see them. So we're going to talk about sequencing of the swing to get more distance. Now, what do you mean?
Okay, so what I mean by that is we need to make sure that we use the swing efficiently to produce more power and more distance. So many of you golfer listener now, and probably yourself, you have either read or heard the downswing start from the ground up. For many people, that's like something that they don't have enough explanation what it means. So that means like we need to think of the golf swing like a throwing motion. So from the top of the backswing, what should initiate the downswing and the return of the ball, believe it or not, is your feet. And then the energy from the feet goes to the knees to the hips to the torso to the arms, and the club head move last. Most of the not-so-powerful player will start the downswing with the club head first. So they unwind their upper body first because it gives them a sensation of power. It's not producing distance. It produces a weak impact position because of the sequencing is not efficient. So think of it this way. Let's say we're in the football season. If you watch the quarterback throwing a pass, what is he moving first? We call that lead leg, his front leg. If you watch a pitcher in baseball, what they're moving first is the lead leg or the front leg. So it's a throwing motion. Too many of the golfer are obsessed with their hips. They think it's the hips that are going first. But the hips cannot, the human body, mechanics, biomechanics of the body, the hips cannot move by themselves. They are either moved by the lower body, feet, knee, then hips, or that's a more efficient way to do it when we throw something. And then they either be moved by the upper body, then the hips will follow. But that's something you need to avoid. So that's what we mean by the sequencing. It's like, as another analogy I like to use for people to really grasp the concept of sequencing is if you count from 0 to 10. You don't go 0, 7, 3, 9, 6, 5. That's pretty obvious that that sequence is not efficient. So in the golf swing, if you want to produce speed and power, you need to have the correct sequence.
Okay. Now, you also suggest to help get that movement out of the foot, the lead foot. Mm-hmm. And I think of, you know, when we play sports, we think our hands are all about it. You know, really, when you play sports, your feet are all about it. It's your feet. It's like you have to think of your feet as being hands in a way, because they're the ones that are going to propel you into the motion, right? You start off with your, and I'm just pushing off with my feet on my chair here. I'm about to launch myself. But you, there's a sponge or a tennis ball under the lead foot. Tell us. It seems,
yes.
Yeah. What is that?
I will explain it, and then, like you did in the introduction, people will be able to go on my website or Instagram, Claude for Best Golf. The video will be available there. They can watch it. But let's say when you go and train at your practice facility, what you can do is you just take your normal athletic ready position, no balls. Just put a tee in the ground first. So you're focus and attention will be more on the sequencing. So basically, you get into your good golfing athletic posture, and then under, let's say you're a right-handed player, we call that the lead foot, so that'd be the left one. So the lead foot is the foot towards the target. So under the middle of the foot, you can put like a sponge or cut a tennis ball in half, okay? And then you place that right in the middle of the balls of the feet. Then the front foot. You do your backswing, and from the top, the first move is smashing, pressuring against that sponge or tennis ball, and then you will push with your trail foot, and then the club will go. You'll be amazed how fast the club travel. It will be effortless, and the biggest surprise of all is the club will find the tee almost by itself.
Wow. Wow, you make that sound so easy. We have to watch this. Okay, this is at claudeforbestgolf.com. That's where you can see this video and many more. So you don't want us to hit the ball.
But I like to tell the people it's more about the motion in the correct sequence. Of course, the power of the words. I'm a big believer in the power of the words we use. So when people get ready to say, Claude, should I hit? I say, swing the club. You may make contact with the ball. So the sport is not about hitting the ball. The sport is about hitting the target using a swing that is efficient.
And the ball just happens to be in the way. And it
exactly. It sounds simple, but it is. It's so simple, it's difficult to do. I always like to use other analogy. I say, let's say you're playing bowling. How much time do you really think about that big ball you got in your hands? You don't. You hold it, you throw it, but your focus is on the alley where you want to throw it, and you know the thing down there that you want to knock down.
Yes, your footwork is really important on a bowling alley. Footwork, so that you
correct.
Get there in time and release. Yes.
And you see, Danielle, the people, when they are more aware or educated on that, they say, wow, it makes so much sense. In all my other sport, like you had stated a little bit earlier, I use my feet first. So it may sound complicated when we explain it like this, but as soon as they start to do that, the athletes and them start to use it, and they say, wow, I never had so much power at the moment of impact. It's about powerful impact. It's not about hitting it hard.
It makes so much sense when you think about it and you feel it as we're talking. You can feel it, right? So let's move to 10 ball rules.
Yes. Okay.
10 ball, what does that mean?
Okay, so 10 balls rule is avoid scrape and hit. So that means when you go and train and practice, get your basket of ball, move it like 3-4 feet from you, and then just take 10 balls. And then for the next 10 balls, you decide what would you like to improve on. Let's say it's the sequencing we just talked about. So for the next 10 balls, you evaluate only, I repeat that, only if the sequencing is getting better.
Okay.
If you don't touch the ball, you don't hit the ball, but you get the correct sequencing, you're improving. So your attention has to be on one scale at the time for 10 balls. But then after that, you go and grab 10 other balls. Then this time you may say, okay, let's train and be more aware and mindful of the club face, let's say. Just an example.
Yes.
This way, your practice time becomes a lot more efficient than just classic practicer. You know, they go at the range and just say, Claude, I go and hit balls. You say, you know what? You wouldn't get good at hitting balls. That's not playing golf. It's a golf swing. So for 10 balls, just focus on one. It could be, can you keep your balance while you're swinging?
But yeah, yeah,
one
yeah.
thing, yeah. one, sorry, go ahead. Go
yeah,
ahead.
No, that's really important because a lot of people need to have a reason why. I've got to have an outcome. I have to have an outcome. So if your mm-hmm. outcome could be you're getting yourself in better shape. You know,
correct.
All that movement does do something for the body. So you're exercising. You may not be coming in. As you say, success is not necessary in how far the ball travels.
Exactly. It will be just after your swing is getting better, your swing is getting better. Now, if you want to know how far the ball goes, you have no other choice here. Have a device that measure it. Because let's say you're in the practice facility, you don't have a device to measure how far the ball goes. Okay, you get a pole up there. When you're swinging, do you really know if the ball lands 5 yards short of that pole or 3 yards longer than that pole? You have no idea because your eyes cannot see it.
Right.
Then you're just wasting your time. So if you want to know your distance, you need something where you're practicing. And then you go on the golf course when it's quiet. Then you put, let's say, 2 balls or 3 balls at 100 yards, and you take your club and see, can you reach the green? But otherwise, you shouldn't work on distance unless you have something to measure it.
Okay. Now, you also say that after 10 minutes, you should stop and go and train or practice another aspect of your game.
Correct. So because it's a sentence that somebody told me or I read somewhere. Okay, Jack Nicklaus, I will say it's a good reference for performance in golf. He says, achieve and leave. So let's say you got your 10 balls there and you just, you know, pure 7 out of 10. And you were really training, let's say, on balance. Stop. Go and do chipping. Because you did achieve your goal for today to improve your motor skill of being balanced, let's say, or sequencing. But what happened with people is they do good, and then they say, okay, now we'll hit 10 more balls or 100 more balls, and then there is a non-return on the investment, I call that. You have the skill, and then you just need to go and do something else, and then you can come back again on that skill.
Yes, yes, that's really important. So you walk away with success rather than ruining your success and walking away with disappointment.
Exactly.
On putting distance control.
Yes.
Talk about that.
Okay, so putting. It's the place where people can improve the fastest and cut many strokes on their score if they keep score. As soon as you are more than, let's say, 15 feet from the hole, priority number one in putting is controlling your distance. Don't spend so much time to see if there is 2.5 inches of break or 6 feet of break. Just the goal is putting the ball close enough to the hole that you would make only two putts. Who cares if you, let's say, misread it, just direction-wise, let's say even 3 feet. If you misread something 3 feet from 15 feet, you need to have coaching on reading. But when you're 15 feet, if you misread, but the distance is inside of 3 feet every time, guess what? You will make only two putts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So as the further you are from the hole, priority is distance control. Now, when you're getting closer to the hole, of course, direction and distance are important. But when you're far, it's about speed and distance control. So how can you do a few exercises for that? Let's say you put three balls at one, let's say, at 15 feet from the hole. Then you will do a practice swing, keeping your eyes on the hole. And then even that's the practice time, correct training time. You could get ready and execute the putt, rolling the ball in the hole. You see, I didn't say hit the ball. The goal is rolling the ball in the hole. And then you will keep your eyes on the hole while you're swinging. You'll be amazed how smart you are and how your IQ of golf is so high, because you will control your distance very well. I got an example yesterday. I had somebody here at the academy, and then we were on putting. So I said, okay, let's go for that hole. He did his first putt, and he was like 20 feet short. So I said, okay, let's put another ball. Now, let me ask you a question. When you did the first putt, did you estimate how far the hole was from you? He says, no, I didn't do that. You have no chance to make it there. So now I ask him, what is the distance? So that was 25 yards. That was long putt, lag putt. I said, okay, now putt it. His ball stopped at 6 inches from the hole.
Wow.
Yes. He didn't have time. The occurrence in between those two strokes was about, let's say, 3 minutes, because I talk, and you know I like to talk. So I explained the thing, and then he didn't have time to practice his technique. And then we repeat that, and then his ball were all close enough to make only two putts. That's, we need to keep the game simple.
Yes.
It's so simple that it's difficult to do.
Yes.
Simple doesn't mean easy.
No. Just
play
keep it
simple.
Yeah, in radio we say keep it simple, stupid. It's KISS.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So yeah, Arnold Palmer was at Bayview, not Bayview, Bay Hill.
Mm-hmm.
He was hitting. He was on the putting green, and some people were standing while watching, and he was just hitting 3 foot putts every, you know, three after three.
Mm-hmm.
Da, 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 da. And people are like, "So why are you just hitting 3 foot putts, Mr. Palmer?" And he said, because they have to go in every time. This is wonderful, and I really appreciate your time and all your expertise. We're listening to Claude Brousseau, PGA Master, Director of Player Development, Wailea Golf Academy. He's a PGA Master, Golf Digest Certified Instructor, Flight Scope Certified Professional, Aimpoint Level 3 Certified Instructor, Vision 54 Authorized Coach, Talent Contributor with Sports Illustrated, and V1 Sport Coach Ambassador. Thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse and teaching us again so well, Claude Brousseau. Thank you.
Thank you, Danielle. It's a privilege to speak with your listener. Aloha.
Thank you. Aloha. We're going to come back. Debbie Waitkus, co-tournament director of the Maryland Smith Tournament, with a Golf for Cause founder. And the cause today is letting you know that there are some fabulous scholarship opportunities for young ladies in this game. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SIPAC is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets with the serenity that comes from having SciPac watching your network and infrastructure so you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at SciPac.com. That's CYPA.com. MD Restoration, 24/7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair, mold remediation, asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now, get MD cleaned. Got to make this 30-foot putt. Checking the brake, three fingers, quieting the mind. Where's my putter? I'm holding it. Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Debbie Waitkiss is co-tournament director of the Maryland Smith Tournament. She is Golf for Cause founder and co-founder of the Maryland Smith and Founders Legacy Tournament. Welcome into the clubhouse, Debbie.
Thank you, Danielle. It's so nice to be with you again.
Oh, it's good to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You mentioned when we were exchanging emails that the world after COVID is the world we make, is what I was thinking after reading what you wrote. You know, we have this opportunity to, and a lot of people are doing it. They're taking time for themselves. They're deciding what's important in their life. And I hope that includes, like, getting out and getting on the golf course where you can breathe wonderful fresh air, see lovely green things. By the way, that's great for your eyes. Green is really important for the eyes. But you also say there's an upswing in business golf and introductory events. Tell us about that.
Well, I think that what you're saying is absolutely true. I mean, look, we're preaching to the choir with your audience, with the listeners, with respect to we already love golf. Yet I think that in COVID, so many people got to see golf as an opportunity of something to do, just as you were saying, and that they're new to it. And coming out of COVID, what I've been experiencing is a lot of business women groups, foundations, organizations, companies that have women's divisions within them for empowering women, and they've reached out to the golf courses to say, hey, can you put a little something on, a little introductory golf program, you know, clinic or something for us and get our ladies out here? And I have to chuckle because for years, you know, I've always been working on my marketing to promote the business golf side. Well, now the golf courses just called me to say, can you show up and help with this? It's like, okay, I'm not marketing anymore.
That's wonderful.
The world, just work with the relationships I have. But what's happened is, so just for example, we did one for at Papago Golf Club for a women's and healthcare group. They oversold the event in 2 days, such that they had the clinic program, and then for the happy hour, they sold tickets just for the happy hour for people to come because they didn't have enough for the clinic, or they had too many for the clinic. Well, from that one program, we've done six more because someone said, you know, my company could do something like this. And all of a sudden, it's like these women are empowered to take this on and understand the value of golf from a not only a health and a learning, you know, you learn something new is great, but from a business and relationship development perspective. And that's pretty much what we've been teaching and pushing. Or how do you handle yourself in an environment regardless of what your skill level is, right? Or at what your skill level is.
And at some point, it generates a lot of giggles, too.
That's right from registration.
See, that's the beauty of this game. You know, once you're in this group of, you know, it's like a gaggle. And we just have giggles. Now, I've been promoting the fact that you are also working with, of course, the Maryland Smith Tournament. And the whole purpose of the Maryland Smith Tournament is to raise money for the scholarship program that she put in place how many years ago?
1999.
See? I mean, as you know, she had so much foresight. It's and so much drive. I mean, here's a woman who showed up at baseball events to promote the tournament that was going to be happening, and she would show off her skills, you know, during what? At some point in the beginning, and then she'd run off the field so the game could start. I don't know. She would, and driving from place to place to place. Do they make women like that anymore?
Well, think about this. They didn't make women like that back then, but those are all entrepreneurial skills.
Yeah.
I mean, you would do that to build your business and to market and do whatever you needed to do to get your business or your service or whatnot off the ground and moving forward, and especially in a hostile environment, right? And I think that's a lot of why women are adding golf into their business toolboxes. You know, how do you level a playing field? But these women, at the age that they were, God bless their parents for letting them out of the house to do this stuff, at the ages of being teenagers and in their 20s. But I mean, they did it all. They did whatever it took to build a tour, and there wasn't a rule book. There wasn't anyone to say you're not allowed to do that. They figured, hey, we're trying it. Let's go for it.
Exactly. They were there,
yeah.
and they generated a lot of excitement and took care of everything. So we have now the scholarship that is the Maryland Smith Tournament raises money for, and we're talking about getting the word out to as many young women, because it's for girls. So how do girls apply for this?
Well, there is a website through the LPGA Foundation, and thank you, Danielle, for putting a link to it on your Facebook page. I don't know if you put it on in your LinkedIn page as well, but people can go find you in Facebook and click on the link. There's a big graphic about scholarships, Maryland Smith, get girls to college.
Yes.
And otherwise, it's funny because the URL is just so hard. But if you don't go to Facebook, that's not your thing, you can search for LPGA Foundation Scholarships.
Yes.
And once you get in there, just page down, you'll see the one for Maryland Smith. And you'll see that it says that there were 5 that were awarded last year. There were actually 8. And this year, we're actually doing 24.
Wow.
That's the power of last year when we brought the Pro-Am, her scholarship Pro-Am, back. First time since her passing and coming out of COVID. And through the partnership with the Arizona Golf Foundation, who basically helped with all of this as well. Look what we were able to do, 24 for this class of 2023. So this is for girls who are seniors in college, seniors in high school. So they'll be incoming freshmen. They're going to play on a golf team in college, at least their freshman year. And that's really the biggest requirement. You'll see that, or what we see through an application process, that the girls who typically apply, they're stellar students. They do community service. They're strong athletes. And here's something that I really love, Danielle, is last year, because we were getting so many applications from girls who were just applying for any scholarship, not knowing who the founders were or who Maryland was.
Yeah.
That we added their requirement to watch the founders film. So they'll have a link to that in their application. And then they answer a question in their application process regarding the founders and themselves, an essay question. And the content that we get from these girls is beautiful. And so even if they don't get the scholarship or one of the scholarships, we've at least imparted some of the knowledge that you're sharing about how incredible these ladies were.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. If you want something, you'll do just about anything to make it happen. And
tell me no.
Yeah. Don't tell me no. Marilyn Smith. Okay. So ask yourself, who do you know at your clubs? Or you have friends with daughters or friends with granddaughters who might be eligible, and that's high school seniors who will be playing on a golf team at least their freshman year. It's a $5,000 scholarship, so it's, you know, it's a good one, as they say. That's a good one. So this is what you do. Yeah. I went to LPGA.com and then LPGA Foundation. I put that, actually, LPGA Foundation in my search engine. And immediately scholarships and grants came up. And then, as you said, you scroll down, you see the Marilyn Smith photo, and then you just click on her photo, and the link comes up, and you're right there. So that's really the easiest way to go. I'll put certainly I'm going to – I have three other Facebook pages that I want to put that link on. I just didn't get to it. And I'll also put it on LinkedIn so that everybody with girls who are playing golf, you know – that it's wonderful. And just learning about Marilyn Smith, it's worth watching that video. It's wonderful. You also have an online auction that starts later this month, raising money for the scholarship program. That's November 20th. I love your auctions. Who's donating?
It will be revealed next week. So you'll have to stay tuned for that, but I'll give you all of the information. One of the other things that I did want to share, though, about the scholarships, through our Marilyn Smith and Founders Legacy Foundation, we have gathered these girls who have received scholarships, and over $1 million has gone out to young women, which is just amazing. Wow. And the girls collectively named themselves Marilyn's Pearls. And they now have a mentorship community. So it's not just the money that they're getting. So many of them feel so proud that they have Marilyn's name, you know, their moniker, you know, is part of it, and that they're a Marilyn Smith Pearl.
Yeah.
And just the fact that now that they have this community that also includes the Marilyn Smith central section of the LPGA professionals for the teaching professionals, they have a Marilyn Smith Service Award. So those women who have received that award are also Marilyn Smith Pearls, and they are part of that mentorship community too. So it's more than just getting money for college. You've got this whole network now as a recipient, as a pearl at your fingertips, which is just so wonderful moving forward as you go through life.
Debbie Waitkes, co-tournament director, Marilyn Smith Tournament, co-founder Marilyn Smith and Founders Legacy Tournament. Thanks for being inside the clubhouse and talking with me. And, of course, we're going to have to talk about the, you know, the auction and everything we can get. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks so much, Danielle. Always good talking with you.
Thank you. Aloha. John Bell is joining Jason Faircloth inside the clubhouse because we've got big news. U.S. Disabled Golf Association, or USDGA. Both Jason and John are disabled. John is one leg Bell to his friends and everybody else because he's listed that way. And Jason has cerebral palsy. So they're going to be on to tell us about the U.S. Disabled Golf Association right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Colin Morikawa, 2020 PGA champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
You want a new home, but what do you need first? Call Cross Country Mortgage. Great customer service. They're your personal mortgage lender. Getting pre-approved is the key to being prepared to get the home you want. Cross Country offers a wide range of loans. Our Hawaii-savvy real estate lenders help your loan go smoothly. Call Derek at 808-445-4038. Experience mortgage made easy. Cross Country Mortgage, 808-445-4038.
KORL, Waianae, Honolulu.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Iwilei. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore. Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Hey, speaking of gifts, two rounds of golf at Volcano Golf Club are yours, plus two Pitch Fix, one for you and one for the person you're going to be playing with. The number to call, ninth caller, please, 808-545-1111.
Only three parts to the golf swing: the backswing, the impact position, and follow through. So why is my head exploding? Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And let's bring John Bell, Jason Faircloth into the clubhouse. Jason Faircloth founded the U.S. Disabled Golf Association, or USDGA, I think it was 2018. And both Jason and John are members. They are disabled. Jason's been on the show, founded the U.S. Disabled Golf Association, and with him is John Bell. Welcome into the clubhouse, Jason.
Hello.
It's good to have you here again. John, nice to meet you.
Hi, Danielle. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So the U.S. Disabled Golf Association is a 501c3 nonprofit founded in 2015. I was off. The U.S. United States Disabled Open was held for the first time in 2018. That's where I got that date. The fifth U.S. Disabled Golf Open, presented by, and here is the big drum roll. This is so exciting. Jason, you have this amazing presented by sponsor. Tell us.
It's the PGA of America.
PGA of America is presenting the fifth U.S. Disabled Golf Open, hosted by at the PGA Golf Club in May, through 8th through the 10th, 2023. The entry form is at usdga.net. usdga.net. John, you've been playing in this tournament for a while, and if you would, could you tell us a little bit how you got into the game? Were you disabled for a long time and then took up golf?
Yeah, I was involved in a severe traumatic motorcycle incident back in 2011, and then kind of got into adaptive golf, I should say, in 2013, bought some clubs, and then played with some friends and whatnot, and then I ended up moving to Florida in 2013, and then I just started remodeling the house for a couple of years, and then actually my wife kind of said, you know, you're going to have to do something else. You're going to have to, like, leave the property. I don't care what you do. So I kind of started golfing. And so I played in an event, and one of my friends said, hey, you know, you're actually a pretty decent player. You should play in this U.S. Disabled Open. And I said, you got to be kidding me. And so Jason's event was my first event back in 2018, and I ended up getting second place within my category, and it kind of exploded what I am today.
Yeah.
Kind of. I mean, with all the ins and outs on what I'm doing and everybody that I help out. So, you know, ever since then, you know, I've been kind of helping Jason out, you know, behind the scenes. And actually, I played in his last event this year in Virginia, and we did the meetings and whatnot for this, what we're announcing today. And it's just so amazing to start somewhere and keep it going. Like, me and Jason and a number of others are
changing people's quality of life, you know, by bringing adaptive golf into the mix.
Yes, you are. Absolutely. And having it presented by PGA of America is amazing, and having it played at the PGA Golf Club, you know, for folks who don't know Jason's history, in 2011, Jason Faircloth became the first and only American to play in the Disabled British Open. So they've been holding British Disabled Opens for a while. He was one of only three people with cerebral palsy to play in the event. The Disabled British Open, televised on Sky Sports, no less, throughout Europe. And Jason finished 34th overall, 6th in his flight in 2011, 28th overall, and runner-up in his flight in 2012. And he's worked at the Lakewood Country Club, Coharie Country Club, Timberlake Country Club in North Carolina. He's volunteered for the U.S. Open in 2001, 2005, 2007, both the men's and the women's. He graduated with an associate degree in business administration from Sampson Community College in 2002. A member of the golf team, earned Player of the Year in 1999. You know, truly, based on the number of Americans with disabilities, says Jason, the number of golf courses we have in this country and the popularity of the sport of golf, there is no way we cannot successfully organize competitions across the United States. And because of his tenacity and his wanting to just get this for everybody going, and having John Bell behind him. Now, John, you were saying that you've been supporting. I saw that, you know, among many large organizations, One Leg Bell, that's you, right?
Yeah, I had to come up with something that is just for me, I should say. It's kind of like a trademark situation to where that's who I am, and, you know, it's easy for people to find, you know, just like Jason's deal, to where I'm kind of all standalone-ish, but I help out everybody as opposed to just one particular organization.
Yeah. So you, when you say help out, is this your business model, or is it just because you're an awesome person?
I would say more so awesome person. Usually businesses, usually businesses pay money, and this is strictly all volunteer basis. Just like last week, for instance, Jason came and played in this event that me and one of my friends hosted, a big adaptive tournament. We had about 86 mixed disability players in Celebration, Florida, and it's all volunteer-driven is what it is. There's no real dollars in doing this stuff currently, and maybe someday in the future there might be, but, like, collectively, a lot of us just do this in our free time.
For the love of it.
Or what free time we don't have.
Right, and for the love of it. But we want to thank...
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we want to thank, because Ping has been a huge, huge sponsor. Ping and Purity Products and Marini and Caddy, Basket Golf, Adaptive Golfers, One Leg Bell, live scoring by Golf Genius Software, Easy Links is involved, Adaptive Carts from Texas. You know, it's just... I misspelled Texas. What is the name of their company, the Adaptive Carts from Texas?
It would be Solo Rider.
That's it. Solo Rider. Thank you. Thank you, John, and thank you, Jason. I heard Jason say, That's awesome. So I'm just thrilled. Just thrilled that the PGA of America has seen the absolute value in having the U.S. Disabled Golf Association, or USDGA, kind of taken, you know, you guys under the wing and making this, it's about time, right? If the British have been doing it for so long, it's time for us to do it. Is there anything, John, that you wanted to say before we wrap up?
Well, I just want to say, you know, like, you know, golf is probably the most expensive sport to become good at. And, you know, without, you know, our sponsors' help, you know, a lot of this stuff wouldn't even be facilitated. And, you know, a big shout out to everybody that sponsors all the events across, you know, the country, if not the globe. because without all them, you know, a lot of us wouldn't have the tools or the resources to be even going to these events or even having these events, much less.
Right. Is there a sponsor that I left out that I we should acknowledge?
Not Danube.
Okay, so we did good by them, Jason?
We did pretty good currently.
Okay. Well, you be sure to send me a note if I've left anybody out. I wanted to make sure I got them all covered because it's awesome to see that kind of support. And again, Ping's been with you for a long time. Purity Products, Marini, Caddy Basket Golf, Adaptive Golfers, One Leg Bell. That's John Bell with us right now. It's such a pleasure meeting you, John. Thank you for everything you do.
Thank you.
And Jason, for your tenacity, I will always, always look up to you. Jason Faircloth, thanks so much for being on the show. All right.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Aloha. We're going to come back and we're going to go traveling. And I think one of the places where Jason's worked, Timberlake Country Club in North Carolina, is one of Steve Pike's stops recently. Or maybe it's Big Cedar Lodge. But I'm sure they're all beautiful and we'll want to be there. And, you know, wouldn't you just love to just start going around the country from one beautiful golf course, country club, to another, and just take it all in? Because part of the game of golf that's so wonderful is just being so close to nature. It sounds corny, but it's the bottom line. We're going to come back with Steve Pike after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
And want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun? Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SIPAC is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets with the serenity that comes from having SIPAC watching your network and infrastructure so you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at SIPAC.com. That's CYPA.com. MD Restoration, 24/7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair. Mold remediation. Asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now, get MD cleaned.
My ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And before we talk with Steve Pike, I'd like to reiterate we have two rounds of golf at Volcano, and we have two pitch fixes. Is that good plural? Yes. For the winner, ninth caller, all you've got to do is be the ninth caller. 808-545-1111. And there's no one else on the line, so we do have one free. Okay. Steve Pike, owner and editor, Spikes Peaks, like Steve and Pike put Spikes Peaks, The Art of Travel. His website is spikeongolfandtravel.com. Award-winning travel writer, defined golf business in the 90s for Golf Week, Golf World. I mean, hot names, right? Golf World. and golf shop operations for the New York Times Magazine Group and Golf Digest. Welcome into the clubhouse, Steve.
Hello, Danielle. How are you?
I'm good. I can't imagine climbing volcanoes in the Canary Islands or swimming with sharks off Guadalupe Island or ascending the Great Wall of China. You obviously didn't go to the Great Wall of China for golf.
No, not to the Great Wall for golf, but back in the day, probably 15 years ago or so, when China was considered the next great golf destination,
yes,
there were all sorts of golf trips and people going to China for golf and all sorts of golf resorts and golf courses being built. Not so much anymore, though.
Yeah. What was it like teeing off in the Austrian Alps?
Beautiful.
Oh, gosh, yes.
You're teeing off at maybe 7,000 or 8,000 feet, something like that, literally with mountains, you know, that are 14,000 feet looking you right in the face. And it's quite a stunning thing to see. You'd have to talk sometime to my friend Christina, who has a golf travel agency over in Switzerland, and she takes guests to places like Zermatt.
Yes.
And they have a golf course at the base of the Matterhorn.
Yes,
so,
there's a golf course in Davos. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so it's those kind of places. I've been very blessed over the years.
Now, do you really get more distance because of the thinner air?
You do. I think generally you do off of short irons. Perhaps not so much off of a driver. But I think the general consensus is you get more off of an 8-iron, a 9-iron, and a wedge than you would off of a driver.
Okay.
Everybody's different, but, yeah, you certainly do off of shorter irons.
All right. I got to ask you. You've played golf with Arnold Palmer. What was it like playing golf with Arnold Palmer?
Very intimidating. But he puts you at ease right away, and he's just one of the guys. He's interested in your swing, but he's not going to tell you how to swing, regardless of how good a shot or poor a shot you hit. He's going to say, "Good shot, let's go," and it's on to the next shot.
He's a great person. He was a great person. I just love him.
I remember a brief story, if you have time.
Sure.
Probably the last time I saw him at Bay Hill, 2014, something like that, 2015. I was checking into the Bay Hill Lodge there, and he was standing by the front desk. And I went up and introduced myself to him again. And I said, "Hello, Mr. Palmer, Steve Pike, and nice to see you again." And he looked at me and goes, "Steve, how long have I known you?" And I said, "Well, 25 years. And he said, "And what have I always told you to call me?" And I said, "Arnold." He goes, "That's right." He used a little more colorful language than that, but that's the gist of it. Yes. Yes. And I said, "Yes, sir, Mr. Palmer."
Yes, sir, Mr. Palmer.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I hear you. Yeah, it would be so strange to say Arnold.
Yes, it would be. Yeah, but you know what? Everybody does. Everybody around him did.
Yes,
everybody
of
around
course.
Him does.
Of course.
He did not like to be called the king, but Arnold he liked.
Yes, absolutely. And the last time we talked, you had Tom Doak on the brain because of a story you were doing. You were on your way to Century World, but you were thinking about Tom Doak.
I was on my way to Century World. I don't know why I had Tom Doak on the brain. My brain is pretty fried these days. But on my way to Century World, could it have been? No, that was Whistling Straits. Tom Doak did not do Whistling Straits.
I'll have to look it up.
I don't remember why I had Tom Doak on the brain, but no, I was on my way to Century World and the Whistling Straits, yes.
Yeah, Whistling Straits. But Century World was the beginning of Wisconsin's golf destination moniker, right?
Pretty much. There was Erin Hills,
oh.
And there were some other ones in the Dells, but yeah, a fantastic course in the Dells called Wild Rock. But, yeah, Century World was among them. It was it's a Robert Trent Jones Jr. course that next year they're going to hold the U.S. Senior Open. And it's much like Whistling Straits and even Johnny Morris's big resort at Big Cedar Lodge in Branson, Missouri. The attention to detail is just exquisite. I think like most great companies, these people, these executives and the team who run these big resorts and the golf courses, they no attention to detail is too small. And that's really the common denominator between all of them, is that they don't leave anything out, and that everything is pretty much, if something's broken, it's pretty much fixed right away.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did you stay at the inn at Century World?
I stayed at the inn, and I never did figure out the lighting system. But, yes, I stayed at the inn. Or the curtains.
I loved the inn. Attention to detail, the way it's built, it's absolutely perfect. I mean, it's three stories, and you're sitting out, and you're overlooking. I've only been there once, and I was, like, sitting outside at 5 o'clock in the morning, and they were rolling the greens, and it was like a ballet of all these four or five, and they were coming through, sure. You know, and the headlights were still on. It was dark, and then the sun was coming up. God, it was sure. Just, I love it.
And that's sort of the attention to detail to get all of that stuff done early at some places, some resort courses, too, but a lot of golf courses, if you're out there at 9:30, 10 o'clock, there's still tractors and all mowing the fairways and all, and that's a little bit distracting. No, they know how to do it right, and that's the common denominator between places like Century World and Sand Valley and Big Cedar Lodge and Van, you know, go on and on, that they have it down to a science, and again, they know exactly what they're doing at all times.
Yeah. Yeah, including in the snack shop.
Well, yeah, the snack shop is basically, I've seen convenience stores that aren't as well as equipped as the comfort station. You had to kind of count yourself on the brats, though.
And, you have to count your calories.
Yeah, I haven't seen that many Twinkies in a long time.
So you've mentioned Big Cedar Lodge. Tell us about, I've never been there.
Big Cedar Lodge is in technically it's in Ridgedale, Missouri. It's in Branson, Missouri, of course, which is well known over the years for Table Rock Lake and that sort of thing. Johnny Morris, who's the founder of Bass Pro Shops, one of his great projects these days has been for years is Big Cedar Lodge, which has five or six golf courses. I don't remember. I know we played them all. Five or six, including Payne's Valley, which is Tiger Woods course named after Payne Stewart, who grew up 40 miles from there in Springfield, Missouri. But it's just one of the great golf destinations and travel destinations in the country today. And whether it's for families, because they have the big lake, they have actually three lakes around Branson and Table Rock Lake, all kinds of accommodations, whether it's the high end at the lodge, or you can stay in the mom and pop places in town or around the lake. But they're very fortunate there, too. They still get 10 million visitors a year to that part of Missouri.
Wow.
And a lot of that's because of all the attractions that they have, like Silver Dollar City and the music attractions and the theaters and all. But Missouri is bordered. It's the only state in the country that's bordered by eight other states, which means that where they are within a day's driving distance of a third of the country. For example, it only takes 6 hours to drive from Dallas to Branson.
Wow. You just seem to be on the road. How do you do it? You're on the road all the time.
I get used to it. I'm back in the 80s, about 100 years ago, I covered Major League Baseball and college basketball. So I got quite used to traveling and being able to learn how to pace yourself.
Is that's it, huh? And your next destination is the British West Indies? Is that where you're going next?
Well, I'm actually going tomorrow to see my friend Hal Bodley, who's a legendary baseball writer for the Cincinnati Reds up in Bel Air Country Club in Tampa.
Wow.
We're going to talk about Bel Air Country Club there and the Donald Ross course is being renovated. Been to Innisbrook for a couple of days in Tarpon Square in Palm Harbor near Tampa. And then Wednesday to Aurora Beach Resort in Anguilla in the West Indies, where there's two Greg Norman courses.
When do you do your laundry?
in between. Actually, I just did it. So fortunately, I have about 400 golf shirts and one pair of pants, so it doesn't take that much.
Oh.
And then fortunately, too, I live in Florida where I don't need long pants.
Right. Yes. And there's always a golf shop. You could, you know, just run in and get another pair.
Oh, exactly. I know when we went to Branson, we were in between. It got cold there. The weather was very nice the weeks before and after us, but it was in the 30s when we played every day at Big Cedar Lodge. And I went out and bought two pair of long pants before I left.
Yeah.
And a sweatshirt.
And
it still wasn't enough. You'd have to ask my friend Judd Spicer, who lives in Palm Springs, about that.
But yes.
It wasn't enough.
Yeah, it wasn't enough. My goodness. Well,
yeah.
Steve Pike, I don't think you're going to need the sweatshirt when you get to the British West Indies, but I could be wrong, you know.
Well, then if you're wrong, then we've got a lot more trouble than that.
Steve Pike is owner and editor of Spike's Peaks, Peaking. It's the art of travel. His website is spikeongolfandtravel.com. Award-winning travel writer. He defined golf business in the 90s for Golf Week and Golf World. Golf shop operations for the New York Times Magazine Group and Golf Digest. Thank you so much for being on the show.
I couldn't keep a job. It's so bad.
Aloha. I'm going to thank our sponsors now. Aloha Power Equipment's Megastore. Yes, Aloha Power Equipment's new Megastore next door to the Costco gas station, Alakava Street, Evile. You'll find all the Aloha Power Equipment you need or want. We always want more. Huge savings, by the way. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, you name it. Aloha Power Equipment's got it. In Waipahu or their megastore on Alakava, next door to the Costco gas station. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. MD Restoration, flood or fire disasters, you need help right away. MD Restoration's on it. Anytime, day or night, don't hesitate. Just call them 528-3434. And by the way, not only will they do the mitigate, you know, you make sure that, you know, all the mold doesn't grow, they'll also do the repair because they're licensed contractors. We are very honored to have the support of the Aloha Section PGA. Best way to get good at this game, you heard Claude Brousseau. Yes, learn from a PGA member. Takes a lot of time, love of the game to become a PGA because they love the game, they love teaching, and you're in good hands. Speaking of being in good hands, nowadays you need CyPack. CyPack for cybersecurity, for your company, for your organization. CyPack, an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere. They are here in Hawaii. Online, it's CYPAC, CyPack.com. The number is 808-861-9595. Cross Country Mortgage, call Derek. Great customer service. They're your personal mortgage lender. They make sure their buyers are dedicated to, you know, what is going on. You know, it's all complicated right now. When you're buying a home, you need to know every step of the way, and Derek is there for you. 445-4038. And if you don't know what to get a friend, you got everything. The friend that's got everything, get them Poipu Big gift certificates. It's the home of the Grand Slam of golf. Tiger Woods played there for years. It was awesome to see him play there. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time, and you can always hear us at radiogolfclub.com podcast. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been- been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2022.